Thank you for being a listener of the We Are LA Tech podcast. To support and collaborate with the community, become an MVL, Most Valuable Listener. You'll have ad-free episodes and join us on our monthly Zoom calls with other podcast listeners and get to know the community at wearelatech.love. Linked in the show notes.
So that would actually be my best recommendation for finding opportunities in LA, is to really put your point of view out there, spend time developing that point of view, and really like spend time helping others, and the opportunities will come to you.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent, to connect with each other, to form awesome relationships. So proud of the show. Enjoy. LA Tech podcast, celebrating LA Tech startups and talent. So excited for our next guest coming at us from San Clemente. Welcome, Nat. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
So excited to have you on the show. To kick things off, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I'm Nat Lennox. I'm a creative tech marketer. I'm focused largely on demand generation and brand-led growth. And I've worked across a ton of industries. So fintech, deep tech, data services, cybersecurity, everything you can possibly think of.
Okay, before we even get into it, Nat, San Clemente.
San Clemente is at the absolute bottom of Orange County. It is your last stop before you start to get into North County, San Diego.
And would you say there's a robust tech community or San Clemente, or where do you go to get tech community? Ship. Where do you go to connect with others working in the tech space?
Yeah, there's a bunch of digital nomads living down here. And also the community is just so interesting. I find in these tiny beach towns, you know, dotted along the California coast, you'll find people move there from all over. And you just have this like rich experience of cultures and life and, you know, everyone just coming together.
So you've worked with a few awesome Los Angeles tech companies. Can you share with us a bit about your work?
Yeah, absolutely. So since I build brands, B2B tech brands and demand gen ecosystems, two great experiences that I've had here in LA. One is a company called Telesign. They are a fraud prevention company, and they allow a lot of our favorite apps and tech products to be safe. They keep your identity safe. They're based in Marina Del Rey, and I have to say they have one of the healthiest cultures I've ever worked in. Just incredible culture, incredible people, and they're on the rise. So that's a really cool company. Another LA-based company I've worked with is called Sift. They are an observability data stack. So they provide the ability to observe data for machine creators, and they're based in El Segundo, where a lot of manufacturing companies and defense companies live.
I'm curious, how did you find your two roles in LA? What resources did you use? Did you know someone? Was it on a website?
Yeah, you know, I put content out on a regular basis. So I have a YouTube channel where I try to teach, you know, brands and companies, and specifically B2B companies, how to connect with their customer, how to build their brands and demand gen ecosystems around their customer, you know, how to build better creative, better messaging, all of that stuff. So I actually get a lot of inbound. Both of those opportunities that I mentioned that I found in LA were through inbound, but I really put my point of view out there. So that would actually be my best recommendation for finding opportunities in LA, is to really put your point of view out there, spend time developing that point of view, and really like spend time helping others, and the opportunities will come to you.
Tell us more about your, you know, personal content engine. Like, tell us about where do we find your YouTube channel and like what goes into it? And then do you utilize your content from your YouTube channel and then put it on other platforms as well?
I talked a little bit about always designing, you know, imperfection into the process. And my methodology is that I basically allow all of my content to happen organically. So I don't actually, for my personal content, I don't actually plan too far in advance. I work with my customers or my, you know, the company that I am helping bring to life. And then when issues or opportunities arise to address a certain topic or talk about how to do something a little bit better or think about something differently, I create a piece of content around that as it has kind of come to the foreground naturally within my line of work. So like, for instance, recently, I had a lot of B2B business owners ask me about the real value of social media to their business, right? Because again, they're thinking about, you know, how do I drive revenue? It's like, well, you know, creating emotional connections on a social ecosystem is part of that marketing mix that you use to drive revenue. So here's how to think about it. So what I do is, you know, after I've addressed it in my day job, I go home and talk about it in my, you know, content. And I typically film all of my YouTube videos in one take. They're super casual. I film them wherever I happen to be sitting. So it could be at my kitchen table. It could be, you know, in my office. It could be out in a restaurant. I film them on vacation with my family a couple of times, you know, and I put those up on YouTube for people to consume. And hopefully it helps them in their businesses. And what I find is just by like offering that stuff to help others, people reach out to me often with opportunities to, you know, have different projects or work or whatever.
And where do we find your YouTube channel?
Yeah, everything's NattyNatLenox. So it's NattyNatLenox.com is my website. And then my YouTube channel is at NattyNatLenox.
What is your favorite restaurant in San Clemente? Which one should we for sure check out?
So if you are on the Cali coast in a small town, you have got to have seafood, of course, you know, if you do eat seafood. I'm pescatarian, so I do. So I love this little restaurant called the Sea Surf Fish Co. It's like they took a fish and chips and they expanded the menu to give everyone healthy options, great cocktails, like any wine or sake or anything that you can possibly think of. It is just incredible. And the culture, you know, the people that you find that go there, they're from all over. Fires outside. It's just a great atmosphere.
You're making me want to check it out. Like, I put a drive over to San Clemente to have some fish and chips.
I highly recommend it.
What's a must-read book you recommend for us?
So anything that allows you to learn more about behavioral psychology will really help with some of the themes that I have mentioned here. So a couple just to rise to the top. Everyone should read Sapiens. Every single human being should read Sapiens. It'll help you understand yourself and other humans on a deep fundamental level. And then there are others that are really good. There's one called Why Beautiful People Have More Daughters, which is really interesting. Yeah, there is. Yeah, anything that is behavioral psychology based, I think is incredible.
So many people are flying to LA to start their tech company here. What is a must-do activity? It could be a hike or something just really cool that they have to see. What comes to mind for you?
You have to drive up and down the California coast and you have to see Big Sur. It just, you'll be overwhelmed with the beauty of it. Everyone who comes to California, you've just got to do it. If you can camp in there, highly recommend.
Do you know that I'm from LA and I haven't done that yet?
What?
No. And I was going to do it at the—
You're doing it wrong.
I know. And I was going to do it at the end of this month, actually. And I don't think it's going to happen, but maybe we'll see. Yeah.
Girl, go do it.
Yeah.
Chuck work aside, break free, get out there.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about LA is it's so spread out, right? So you find all of these pockets, all of these vibrant, like mini ecosystems within the city. And I think that, you know, one of the keys to really like squeezing all the juice out of the orange while you're living here, right? Like getting the most out of the experience is like immersing yourself in these different cultures, getting to know different types of people and all of these like interesting industries, methodologies, like everything that comes from this city, because it really is so rich. It's a huge asset to this country, right? So just really like immerse yourself and go discover new things and go kind of put yourself out there in different neighborhoods.
It really is a ton of little mini countries inside one city.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. You can meet people. I love that about the city. Like you can meet someone from, you know, some far flung place that you've never been to, and they teach you something really interesting about life and the world. And then like the next day, you know, someone who's like born and bred in LA and they have a completely different, interesting perspective on the world. It's just like one of the beautiful things about this town.
100%. And I can't not ask you this. You have a tattoo that I've seen while we're doing our interview. What's it stand for?
It's Aham Prama. So it's Sanskrit. So I had this moment where I went and lived in a hut in India next to the Arabian Sea for a couple of months and just reconnected to myself and the world. And it was a Buddhist mantra that I learned while I was there. And it means I am made of divine love. And what I find is when you think of yourself as a miracle, as an entity which is made of divine love and meant to put out good in the world, then it affects the way that you move and behave and how you connect to everyone that you meet.
You just blew my mind away. You have to send that to me like today so I have it and I could just process it for the next few days ahead.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I find that you can tell a lot about a culture by their vocabulary because, like, for instance, the French have a gazillion different words for love, right? And it's because they prioritize falling in love and being in love and cultivating love. And when I looked at Sanskrit, they have all of these altruistic types of terms. And Aham Prama was like, you know, a mantra that stood out to me. But they have Amisa, which is a really beautiful term. They have, I'll send you a bunch of them, but they have a lot, which mean, you know, just, which are focused around the beauty of existence, the appreciation for just even being in the world and, you know, selfless love or selfless joy for others.
Wow. Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. You've been such a rock star. I'm so happy.
Oh, thank you so much. It was so fun being on. And I love what you're doing. You guys are inspiring others and you're giving everybody that energy that they need to push forward. And I think that's amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. To connect and collaborate with more wonderful people in the Los Angeles tech community, remember to go to wearelatech.com/community. That's wearelatech.com/community. Say hello on social by going to We Are LA Tech on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. I will see you, talk to you, all the things in the next episode. Bye.
Bye, guys. Hi, guys. I am Nat Lennox. I am a creative tech marketer. I work with cool startups and tech companies like TeleSign and Sift here in LA, based in San Clemente. You are listening to We Are LA Tech.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.
Thank you for being a listener of the We Are LA Tech podcast. To support and collaborate with the community, become an MVL Most Valuable Listener at wearelatech.love. Linked in the show notes.